Welcome to Tech Pulse, where we break down the most pivotal tech stories in just 5 minutes. Today, we're diving into OpenAI's recent data presentation fiasco and what it means for the industry. Let's get right into it.
OpenAI recently found itself in hot water after a live stream presentation showcased inaccuracies in its data visualization. Critics argue this blunder highlights a broader issue within the AI industry regarding transparency and reliability. OpenAI has acknowledged these errors, promising to refine their data visualization methods. This incident not only impacts OpenAI's credibility, but also sparks a conversation about the responsibility tech giants have in ensuring data accuracy. As AI continues to integrate into business solutions, the integrity of data becomes paramount. Stakeholders, from investors to end users, demand reliability, and this slip-up serves as a cautionary tale for all AI firms.
That's a serious wake-up call for the industry. So what's next for OpenAI, and how might this affect its position in the market?
OpenAI is doubling down on improving its internal review processes to avoid future mishaps. While the immediate impact might be a dip in stakeholder trust, their quick acknowledgement and promise for improvement could mitigate long-term damage. Competitors might seize this opportunity to emphasize their own reliability, potentially reshaping competitive dynamics in the AI sector. Investors will likely demand more stringent oversight, which could lead to more robust industry standards.
Let's switch gears to another intriguing development. At TechCrunch Disrupt 2025, Jai Das and Roseanne Winsek are set to share insights on exit strategies for founders. What can entrepreneurs expect from this session?
Jai Das and Roseanne Winsek are expected to provide invaluable insights into navigating the complex landscape of business exits. They will cover key considerations such as timing, market conditions, and valuation strategies. Founders often grapple with the intricacies of exits, and this session aims to demystify the process. In a rapidly evolving tech ecosystem, understanding these dynamics can make or break a startup's future. Attendees will strategic knowledge to effectively plan their exits, ensuring they maximize value and achieve their business goals.
Essential knowledge for any entrepreneur looking to make a successful exit. Now let's talk about OpenVibe, a new app that's merging news with social media. What's the buzz about?
OpenVibe is poised to revolutionize information consumption by integrating news and social media into a single platform. This app allows users to stay informed with the latest news while engaging with their social networks. By combining these elements, OpenVibe aims to offer a more holistic and interactive news experience. This could significantly alter user engagement patterns as people increasingly seek seamless, integrated digital experiences. For businesses, this presents new avenues for targeted advertising and audience engagement.
An innovative approach to the digital news experience. Finally, let's do a quick run-through of a couple of other notable stories.
Sure thing. On the horizon, we have advancements in at-home longevity tests. These tests are gaining traction as individuals take proactive steps in managing their health. They offer insights into personal health metrics, potentially leading to better health outcomes. Meanwhile, discussions continue on addressing rising anxiety levels among younger generations. Experts are exploring various strategies from mental health initiatives to community support systems, aiming to foster resilience and well-being among the youth.
Thanks for the wrap-up. That's it for today's episode of Tech Pulse. Stay tuned for more high-impact stories that shape the tech world. Until next time.